This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Dennis Kim is the concertmaster of the Pacific Symphony and is here this summer as a valet concertmaster for the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and Interlochen Chamber Musicians. Dennis Kim joins us in the studio today. Dennis, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, you're just wrapping up your first season as concertmaster with the Pacific Symphony. Tell us about what it's like working with a new orchestra.
Luckily for me, I've had a chance to work with different orchestras all over the world. I started my career in Asia, then I worked in Europe for 6 years, and then I moved to Buffalo, and this is my first year in Orange County. So for me, it's exciting to meet new members, have new colleagues, work with a new music director who has different ideas. It's the first year, so it's still the honeymoon period, so it's great.
And you're here at Interlochen this summer working with high school musicians, and we're actually going to hear from one of them, Renee Lee, here in a minute. What are some of the things that you try to impart on the students when you're working with them?
So this is my fourth year at Interlochen, and it's an incredible place. In some ways, it's magical. The first rehearsal, people are a little worried that the repertoire is a little too hard, and kids are a little bit not prepared. But by the time Sunday rolls around, it's amazing how it just gels. And even this summer, I've heard Rite of Spring, I've heard Till Eulenspiegel, and this week we have Czech Five. It's an incredible group of kids. They learn so quickly. They adjust and they adapt. And so that's why I come back every summer. It's really exciting to see these young kids develop so quickly within the week.
And pianist and composer Amanda Harburg is here with us in Studio A today, and you're going to perform two of her pieces. Which one are you going to start with today?
So The Prayer is a piece that I've been playing a lot. Amanda first asked me to play this, I would say, 2 years ago, and I played it with her at the chapel. And since then, I've played it all over the world, actually. Whenever someone asks me to play something, this piece comes to mind. It's a beautiful piece, first of all. And secondly, she wrote it for her mother when she was sick and she got better. So I love that also. Yeah, it's fun to play and people seem to love it. So I'm glad I had a chance to play with the composer here again here at Interlochen.
Well, here is pianist and composer Amanda Harburg with valet concertmaster Dennis Kim performing Harburg's Prayer in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
Prayer, music of Amanda Harburg. She's at the piano with Valade Concertmaster Dennis Kim here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. And Dennis, a lot of our listeners may have actually already heard you perform this summer because you regularly play in Hollywood films. Tell us about a couple recent films you've been in.
I just started since I've just moved out to California, but I had a chance to play on Toy Story 4. Anne Sophie Mutter did a whole new album this year with John Williams playing all of his movie music, so I had a chance to play on that. And at the end of the summer, I'll be playing on the new Star Wars soundtrack, so it's exciting. My kids love it. They think I finally made it now that I'm playing these big movies. So
this is your big break.
Absolutely. Green Eggs and Ham, Toy Story 4. These are important things.
And you're going to perform another piece by Amanda Harburg with her at the piano right now. This is Air de Corps.
I just heard this last week, actually, with Amanda at the piano. And it was originally written for flute, but she said it would work well for piano and violin. So we rearranged it, changed some stuff. And I hope you agree. It really works well on the violin. And it was a joy to learn with the composer to go through the process of changing little things here and there, changing balance, changing octaves, changing a few notes. So it was, again, like the prayer, it's something that hopefully I'll be playing a lot in the future.
And just to be clear, you two worked together on adapting this for violin this week.
Absolutely. I mean, that's another thing about Interlochen that's amazing. You get to see people in action, just the creative process. And this is after both of us have been teaching 6-7 hours, and you know, we get together for half an hour to change some stuff, practice, rehearse, and then get ready for this broadcast.
So we're hearing the world premiere performance here.
Absolutely.
The violin and piano version of the Air de Corps. That's from the Court Dances by Amanda Harburg. She's at the piano with Valade Concertmaster Dennis Kim.
Thank you.
Air de Cour, a movement from Amanda Harberg's Court Dances. We're hearing the first performance ever given here of the version for violin and piano. The violinist is Valade Concertmaster Dennis Kim, and Amanda Harberg, the composer, is at the piano here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Dennis, it's been great talking to you. We're going to switch over and talk to your student, Renee Lee, here in a moment. What made you pick Renee to come play today?
Renee is, first of all, an excellent violinist, but I wanted to show the Interlochen audience that, or the audience worldwide, that Interlochen is not just a place for kids who go into music, who go to the conservatories. Renee's is a little special. She's chosen slightly different routes, so I wanted her to tell her story. And there's many kids like Renee. There's kids who'll be going into medicine, who'll be going into science, and not always music-related. But I think what they learn here with the music and with the arts, I think it helps them in their next career. So that's why I chose to play with Renee. And it's been fun past few weeks teaching her and rehearsing this LeClaire duo.
Renee Lee, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Hi.
So tell us the facts. How old are you? Where do you live?
I'm 18 and I am from Palos Verdes, California.
Dennis Kim said that you have some pretty interesting plans for yourself. What are you doing in the future?
I'm going to be attending the University of Southern California for my undergrad studies, and I'm applied as a music industry major, so it is business, but more focused towards the music industry itself, and it's really great because it's in the heart of LA where a lot of really great musicians and composers all come and perform, like what Mr. Kim said.
Now, this is your first summer at Interlochen. What brought you here?
Mr. Schalfer actually reached out to me and asked me if I'd like to come here, and I received a full scholarship, and so I thought this would be a really great opportunity for me to, broaden my musical career. At the time, I was actually going to go into musical performance, which is why I also thought it would be a really great idea to make sure I was still in shape after college auditions, since I took a little break after that. But since I'm not doing that anymore, it's been a lot of fun because now I'm playing without the stress of, oh my gosh, like I have to prepare for something. It's just fun and I'm having a lot of fun recording.
What is it like working with these Valade concertmasters like Dennis Kim, like Martin Chalfort, Celeste Golden-Boyer, where you're here this summer?
Slightly intimidating. when they first come on stage, they have a lot of stage presence, of course, because they're a concertmaster of huge, world-famous orchestras. But as you get to know them one-on-one in private lessons and while they're leading the ensemble, it's really great to know, like, they know everything you've been through and they've been there and they're going to help you get through that.
Well, tell us what you and Dennis Kim are going to play for us today in Studio A.
We'll be playing LeClaire's Fifth Sonata, Second Movement, Gavotte.
Here is violinist Renee Lee performing with her teacher, Valade Concertmaster Dennis Kim, in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
We heard the second movement from the Sonata for Two Violins by Jean-Marie Leclerc in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. We heard high school violinist Renee Lee with Valade Concertmaster Dennis Kim. Dennis Kim is the concertmaster of the Pacific Symphony and Valade Concertmaster here at Interlaken Arts Camp. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
And Renee Lee, thank you very much for coming in today as well.
Thank you.
And good luck in college.
Thank you.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Monica Yost for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.